From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are higher in afternoon trading with word that China may buy bonds to help Europe get a handle on its relentless debt problems. But Richard Asquith with the global accounting services firm TMF says, if European leaders holding marathon negotiations in Brussels today fail to reach aggressive, sweeping measures, he warns there could be a violent reaction in the European markets tomorrow.
Markets have seen too many promises, particularly over the last 3 or 4 months. We saw a lot of promises coming out of Italy through August, which they then tried to backtrack on. So the punishment will be absolutely brutal tomorrow or the next few days if nothing concrete or nothing believable emerges.
But again, we're not seeing that volatility today in U.S. stocks, which before the close, the Dow was up 162 points, more than 1% at 11,869. NASDAQ up 12 points at 2651. S&P 500 gaining 13. It's at 1242. Another rest in the federal government's Wall Street insider trading investigations. NPR's Chris Arnold reports Rajat Gupta turned himself into the FBI this morning in New York and was released on $10 million bond.
Gupta is the most senior corporate executive to face criminal charges in the government's crackdown on insider trading. He's the former head of McKinsey & Company, the large and successful business consulting firm. He's also a former director of Goldman Sachs. Prosecutors allege that Gupta fed information to hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam, who has already been tried, found guilty, and sentenced for insider trading. Gupta's lawyer said in a statement that Gupta is innocent and has always acted with honesty and integrity. Gupta's lawyer also said that Gupta did not profit from any improper trading activities. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
President Obama was in Denver today touting his plan to bring relief for college students saddled with student loan debt. Kirk Sigler from member station KUNC reports from the University of Colorado, Denver, where the president spoke to a crowd of mostly college students.
Mr. Obama's plan would allow students to combine their public and private loan debt into a single government loan, something he said would save hundreds of dollars a month for more than 1.5 million Americans when the plan takes effect next year.
We're going to make it easier for you to have one payment a month at a better interest rate. And this won't cost... It won't cost taxpayers a dime, but it will save you money and it will save you time.
Plans to bring relief to students saddled with loan debt are of particular interest here at the University of Colorado, where tuition has been rising steadily as state funding has shrunk to less than 5%. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 161 points, more than 1% at 11,868. You're listening to NPR News. A woman weeps at the funeral of her child, who was among the hundreds killed in Sunday's earthquake in eastern Turkey. The death toll from the quake has surpassed 460. Meanwhile, other people are scouring the debris of collapsed buildings, hoping to find survivors. The 7.2 magnitude quake struck in Van Province. There were three survivors today rescued. One of them was a teacher who reportedly had to be revived by doctors after her heart stopped beating. More than 1,300 people have been injured. The spiritual leader of a militant group in Indonesia had his prison sentence cut from 15 years to 9. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that the 72-year-old cleric was sentenced to jail in March for supporting the establishment of a terrorist training camp in Indonesia.
The Jakarta High Court gave no explanation for its decision to cut Abu Bakar Bashir's sentence. The decision was made on October 20th, but only announced today by a court spokesman. The white-haired imam is the heir to more than half a century of Muslim militants who have sought to replace Indonesia's secular state with an Islamic one. This March, Bashir was convicted of helping to set up a camp to train jihadis to carry out terrorist attacks and assassinate Indonesia's president. Bashir had previously served 2 years in jail for his role in the deadly Bali bombings, but his conviction was later overturned. Bashir's lawyer says he's confident that his client will be exonerated this time, too. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Investors remain worried about progress in Europe and its tackling of the debt crisis, but U.S. stocks were up before the close. This is NPR.